whatever you want. But you got to dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's our brand-new toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com, and we will give you the features on the site for free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. Once again, freetalklive.com, much to discuss here tonight, including another curfew in the news. Now, it wasn't much more than a week ago, I think, that, Mark, we were discussing this, and you were kind of taking the side of the curfew advocates. The story that we were originally discussing was Chicago, where they had decided to expand the curfew. So Chicago's had a curfew for decades for people under the age of 18. And there's a different curfew that is an earlier curfew for people 12, I think it was 12 and under. And so we discussed a number of aspects of having curfews and, in my opinion, why it's a bad idea and how it punishes the good kids because there's some bad kids that might be out there. And anyway, the news about it was that they were ratcheting it down, so that they were ratcheting it up, rather, that the 12 and unders and the 17 and unders would be, it would be a more restrictive curfew. And now it's happening in Philadelphia, where, according to CBS News, Mayor Michael Nutter announced a tighter weekend curfew in the Center City and University City regions of the city. So apparently targeting certain areas as opposed to the full city of Philadelphia.
Okay.
As he continues grappling with the threat of flash mobs in Philly. Nutter today...
Aren't flash mobs just...
Dancing?
Dancing. That's what I've always heard them as. Is this... Instead, so well, sort of like a low-level riot?
That's a good question. A flash mob, I think, is technically any group that is organized via social networking measures like texting or Facebook or...
They're blaming Facebook for what's
Twitter.
Going on in London right now, too.
Right. So so the idea of a flash mob is that it is something that is organized quickly and or organized to where people just converge on a certain location. They were made famous by people that would go and dance or have like a large pillow fight, for instance, relatively harmless activities. However, I believe that the flash mob has also been used in much more destructive ways. For instance, like calling a flash mob on the local Walgreens and then having a bunch of thugs go in and clean the place out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, you know, if you did have, you know, some kind of, I never considered this, I don't generally think this way, but if you had 50 people converge on a store for the purposes of looting it for what they could get out of it, there would be absolutely nothing they could do.
Right.
If you show up with a balaclava and a sack, you're going to be tackled by store clerks or somebody,
right.
And you know, wait, and they're going to wait for the police to get you. However, if you and 49 of your friends show up in a ski mask and a sack, then it's just the place is cleaned out. There's no more, you know, those puffy Cheetos that I really like.
It's really disrespectful. I mean, it is really something that younger kids, teenagers are doing, bored teens that don't have a job, that this is just
the government doesn't let them get jobs, mind
you. Right. This is what they're doing for fun. I mean, down here in Keene, there's bored teenagers causing trouble as well. They're stealing balloons from local businesses' frontage area, and they're inhaling the balloons. I mean, it's just... They just have nothing better to do.
You can buy a helium tank at Walmart for like $20.
Can you really?
Yeah, if you really want to inhale helium that bad.
Well, but they don't want to pay for it, right? Mm-hmm. So they'd rather just steal the balloons off of somebody's, you know.
Well, it's funny, I suppose. I mean, you know, you got
not if you're the business
owner. You can
talk. Not if you're the business owner and you paid, you know, $150 to rent a tank of helium or something like that. So. Anyway, this is what kids are doing. They're causing trouble, and it's sad, but it's not a justification for what this guy is proposing. He described those engaging in the flash mob rampages as a minority of ignorant, reckless fools. Then, and I'd agree with that, then flanked by dozens of law enforcement and community leaders, he spelled out a substantive, though temporary, change in the city's curfew for two key areas on Friday and Saturday nights. Anyone under the age of 18, so there's no two-tier thing like there is in Chicago where there's a 12 and under and then 13 to 17. This is anybody under the age of 17. In those areas must now be off the streets by 9 p.m.
That's pretty restrictive. I mean, I when I was 17 years old, I think my curfew was midnight or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think mine was pretty late, too, at 17.
Something like that. I mean, you know, at that point, you're an adult, basically, until the... You're essentially an adult, you know, in a few more months or whatever, so you have to be given some of those freedoms that an adult has. I mean, does it really make sense to this guy that he can keep 17-year-olds off the street, but not 18-year-olds?
Right. You pretty much are saying here that if you're 16 years old and you want to go see a 7 o'clock movie, you're SOL, because you know a lot of movies, an hour and a half to 2 hours, you
yeah.
add in the advertisements on the front of the film.
Is it weekend or weekday?
This is the weekend.
See, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there's
it's nuts.
Anybody could justify that at all. 9 o'clock is early.
Yeah, this is that doesn't make much sense to me at all, and I don't think it's going to be very successful in getting what he wants done. I mean, he's just assuming that it's only kids under the age of 17 that are doing this.
They're causing problems.
But when the government has made it so difficult for businesses to hire people who are 15, 16, 17 years old, they don't have any work experience at 18, so they don't have jobs at 18 either.
Right.
And, you know, I don't see why this is going to, I don't see how this is going to be effective. I don't see how it's just or effective.
Well, and it's going to be worse than just a curfew, because he's going to get the parents involved here, so, or he's going to attempt to threaten them. According to the mayor, when parents come to pick up their curfew violators, they'll be told to keep track of their child. And if you don't even bother to pick up your child, we are immediately calling the Department of Human Services, and you can then be taken to court for other violations, including neglect of your child, he warned.
Neglect?
So, basically, they're saying here that they're going to try to contact the parents. If the parents don't come to pick up their child, for who knows what the reason would be. Maybe they're at work. Maybe they, you know, pulling an extra long shift during an overnight or something like that. Maybe they don't work regular hours like people at City Hall do.
Yeah. This is absolutely the case when it comes to the government workers. Government workers believe, by and large, that if you don't work 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., your voice doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Up here in New Hampshire, I don't know what it's like around the other places, but I mean, for one, try to imagine, you know, if you do have a job, how you get in to see, if you work 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., how do you go see the people that work 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. when you have some kind of problem with the government? You have to take time off work. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if they have town meetings at 7 p.m. or whatever around here in New Hampshire, this is always the case, 7 p.m. for everything. I work Monday through, Tuesday through Sunday from 6 to 10. I can't go into your little 7 o'clock meeting to find out whether or not, you know, this little proposed rule or that little proposed rule is a good idea.
I would say that's largely changing, too, not everybody, more and more people don't work a 9 to 5 job now.
Yeah,
I mean, hours everywhere are extending and becoming more convenient to the consumer in whatever field you do. So there's a lot more jobs that have those long, late hour and weekend hours.
Indeed.
So again, threatening parents, Nutter also asked for the public's help. He said, "We need the community to be our eyes and ears on the ground." That means snitching.
It couldn't mean anything else.
This is not just a policing problem. This is not just a Philadelphia Police Department challenge. This is a challenge for all of us as community members and community leaders. In addition, he said that 20 city recreation centers will be open later until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. 12 minors were cited for curfew.
The recreation centers are going to be open later
than the curfew.
So what happens if they have to walk home?
Well, if you're out past curfew, you're out past curfew. 12 minors will be cited for curfew violations, or have been cited for curfew violations this past weekend. The temporary 9 p.m. curfew, he says, will be reevaluated when the school year starts. So you've got a curfew in California, Chicago. You've got a curfew in Philly. How many other places do these things exist? Because, you know, I don't live in all these places, so I don't know
where
they are.
There's curfews in Florida.
Who knows? When you're a kid, it's not like you go look the law up. How would you do it? I wasn't even sure whether there was a curfew. I was always under the impression maybe there was, maybe there wasn't.
There's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Feel free to share your curfew experiences coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't with me. No woman will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Actually, who
is
here?
That is the second time you've done that to me.
Not tonight.
And Julia.
So 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can go and watch and listen and interact there over at the cam page. In fact, the webcam allows you to, there's a chat room built into the same page there, allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. All of it's free over at cam.freetalklive.com. Again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to continue here more on the flash mob situation coming up here in moments.
At the recent debt debates, drained your battery and made you feel like you're out of gas? Here's Mike Buck from Nature Bee with a plan that'll change all that in a hurry.
In a quick hurry. Hello there, Mark, and hello, everybody. Nature Bee will recharge your battery and top off your tank. That's a fact. You'll notice a big boost in your energy. You'll do all the things you want to do. Maybe a weekend hike this weekend, jog around the park, fun night out in the town. Who knows? Better yet, you'll have a strong immune system. That'll give you better sleep and digestion. And it's all from the support from the 27 vitamins and amino acids, 28 minerals, and all those antioxidants found in Nature Bee plant pollen. Pure organic vegetable food, and all you need is 2 capsules a day.
Yeah, you can't find it in shops. There's no driving around, wasting your time, or gasoline, which costs so much these days. Just pick up the phone and call toll-free and order, or you can order online. Right, Mike?
Simple. And you know what? With a money-back guarantee, you've got nothing to risk. You call toll-free or you go online, order direct from Nature Bee in Clean Green, New Zealand. Huge 6-month supply, just $99.95 plus delivery. You order today, we give you 3 more months for free. That works out to be 37 pennies a day. Call toll-free, get it rolling. 1-866-834-8355, all the way to Auckland, New Zealand. 866-834-8355, or right now online, NatureBee, that's naturebee.com.
those folks you have answering the phone in Auckland, New Zealand, they're nice gals. I ordered my NatureBee on the telephone. I called the toll-free number, 866-834-8355, and I ordered mine, and it makes my life better. That's the reason I pay for Nature Bee, and I really enjoy it. 866-834-8355, or go online to naturebee.com.
Our number here tonight is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 3733, and you can bring up anything. The topic of the idea of a curfew is back in the news, this time with Philadelphia expanding their curfew, or perhaps restricting it even further, if that's the way you want to look at it. They're basically making it so that people under the age of 18 will no longer be able to be out in the streets after 9 o'clock at night on Friday and Saturday nights. I don't know what the curfew is during the week. I can't imagine the weekday curfew would be later. But maybe
it doesn't seem very likely. Maybe they just don't have one on the weekdays because they don't feel like they have a problem on the weekdays.
I don't know, but
I mean, generally these are reactionary things.
Sure they are.
I mean, we've got kids, they're causing us problems. How do we get rid of the kids? Well, we can always have a curfew. No adult would ever put up with it, but kids will. No one cares about that, and so they trot this out.
Oh, I bet adults would put up with it.
No.
If there was a curfew for adults, I bet adults would be inside.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? You don't think people are that obedient? I think they are.
I think that would cause a real problem.
They'd probably groan about it and moan about it, but they'd go along with it. They don't want to get a ticket. Nobody wants to go to court.
It's hard for me to imagine.
What do you think? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, the flash mob that he was referring to, there was one recently, according to CBS News in Philly. The latest mob cut right through the heart of Center City, and the sudden random violence of these mobs that they've seen in the city and Upper Darby make them hard to predict and even harder to prevent. Apparently, in all, 59 people were beaten and briefly hospitalized in this most recent event. Police say the group, numbering between 20 and 40, rampaged through Center City around 9 o'clock. There's not a lot of detail here as to what exactly rampaging means.
Sounds like they hurt people.
But it sounds like they're just randomly attacking people. In which case, it's incredibly outrageous.
Yeah, this could be something that this certainly could be something that would seem like young people. I'm not saying just teenagers, but young people could be involved in. Sounds like some fun to do, and they've got nothing better. And
what would stop them from doing?
I think idle hands do the devil's work. I really do.
What would stop them from having such a flash mob at 6 o'clock? Why is it that they would need to do it at 9 or 10 or 11 o'clock at night?
Well, I think that crime does generally happen at night. People are more predisposed to do it. Maybe it's the cover of darkness. I'm not exactly sure why, but It's and you know, there are fewer people out at night. Fewer people are out roaming around. Mm-hmm. And as you've said many times, it is the populace that keeps order, not the police.
It's true.
So when you have more populace out at, say, 6, and there's the crowd that goes through, somebody can pull out a gat and cap a couple of these kids.
Is that legal in Philly
to carry one? What difference does it make? If you felt,
well, if it's legal, more people are likely carrying them.
I believe that there's a law, I believe in most states that if you use a gun to defend yourself, that you're in pretty good shape in some situation like this. There are certainly ones where it's not so okay, but I'd rather be tried by 6 than carried by 12.
So
whatever it is.
So then, Mark, you would agree with me then that this curfew is uncalled for in this case. 9 o'clock at
absolutely
night.
It's nuts.
Friday and Saturday nights in Philadelphia. And it's...
I have a hard time believing that people, our kids, are actually going to follow this, especially 17-year-old kids.
Well, it's going to be the parents, apparently. They're going to be held responsible if a 17-year-old child decides to leave the house. And, of course, a lot of 17-year-olds are big enough to where you can't physically stop them. So if they decide to leave the house, then they're talking about going after parents with criminal charges in those particular cases.
What do you do as a parent if they say that first they're going to take your kid and warn you, and when you pick them up, they're going to warn you and all that stuff. What do they do if your kid keeps on showing up in their custody?
I guess they're going to take your kid from you because the mayor already said that they're likely going to call the Department of Children and Families
or
whatever.
They're going to take a 17-year-old kid who's going to turn 8. I feel like by the time that legal process actually was carried out, that the kid would be 18.
Yeah, true. But that doesn't mean that... That's a true statement, but that doesn't mean that they won't still go after the parents, right? So if the child is the teen, it's not right to call him a child. If the teenager is 17 years old and he's sneaking out and getting caught, and then they come back and they tell the parents, all right, well, we're charging you with neglect. It won't matter if he turns 18 during that whole process. Maybe they won't be able to successfully remove him from the home, but they'll still continue with the prosecution.
That really stinks for parents because. I mean, if you're anything like I was when I was 17, I did not care what my parents said. Like, I did what I wanted. I felt like an adult, and I went out when I wanted to go out. And there's nothing my parents could have said to me to stop me from doing that, because, I was an angry, reckless teenager.
They could have put some bars up on your windows.
Well, that's what parents are going to have to do.
Did you have a job?
I did.
At what age did you get one?
14.
Okay. Because I feel like generally...
I wasn't sneaking out and doing anything, like, bad, like, ruining property or hurting people.
Yeah,
I was just having fun.
I'm just wondering. I mean, I had a job too when I was young, but I feel like most of the kids that are out doing, stuff, that they probably aren't employed.
Toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I would guess you're probably right about that, Mark, because being employed might instill a sense of responsibility in a young person. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safol natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special. Or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you this evening is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We will give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. We've got a mobile site, as a matter of fact. If you've got a smartphone, you want to get quick access to our live streams and or podcasts, go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered how they could possibly fix the debt crisis in Washington? Jeff Miron, a Harvard economist, makes it real clear what the problem is and proposes a solution. You can go see this video and several others at our favorites over there at learnliberty.org/FTL. This video is just a little over a minute long, and it condenses the problem down real quick. When you're there, check out the Learn Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free, online, continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. LearnLiberty.org/FTL.
So, we've been talking about the curfew in, not Chicago this time, but Philadelphia, where it's now 9 o'clock on the weekends for anybody under the age of 18. If you're out and about, you're in trouble.
What if you're with your parents? Like, what if you and your mom went to see a movie together?
That's a good question. So, okay, how many people are going to be, I suppose, how many people who are 17 would likely be out with somebody who's older than they are? So, for instance, you know, maybe a 17-year-old out with...
Terribly common.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be that common. So I suppose if you were with somebody who was older, they could claim to be your parent, but what if they didn't have their identification on them? Right?
This is out of your house, right? This
That's
is anywhere
correct.
Outside. Okay, because I can think of an example. 2 weekends ago, I went to a family reunion, mm-hmm. and there was a barbecue one night, and then this huge party the next night. And there were definitely family members that were under 18. So, and I mean, we were all with our family having a good time. The adults were drinking. The kids were mingling. I don't know. But if that, you're telling me that if this particular event was in Philadelphia, it would be totally illegal.
I doubt no.
That. They don't mention that.
This is you're talking about specifically private property, not even public-private, okay. You know, where like a business.
But if
or something
you're
like
leaving
that.
And you get pulled, if like your parents it's got pulled leaving. Over,
yeah.
Well, if you were in Chicago, for instance, now this is Philly we're talking about, but in Chicago the restriction is you can be in the front or backyard of your home, but you can't be anywhere else.
See, this wasn't in, I mean, this was in a rented, like, right. venue, you know?
Mm.
So everybody who went there would technically be breaking the law if they were...
Again, I don't have the curfew statute in front of me. All we have are the news reports about it, and so it's ordinance, whatever, yeah. So we don't have the actual text of it. There probably is some sort of an exception for if you're out and about with your parents, but I bet they'd still give you a lecture.
This?
Like if you got the cops come up to you and they'll say, look, you know that you're not supposed to be out past, we're going to let you go because it's mom and dad that have you out. But you know, parents, that if your kids are out past this certain time, they're violating curfew.
See, that seems absolutely crazy to me.
I think it's crazy that curfews even exist in the first place. I think it's just absolutely outrageous. I remember being younger and never even thinking one thing, never thinking once about curfew. I never even heard of a curfew as I was growing up.
I got caught with curfew twice, and I, same as you, never gave it any thought at all. Just
where were you living at that time?
I was on the East Coast of Florida, and this is state law, actually.
Really?
I don't know if it's limited just to driving, but I wasn't driving, so I'm pretty sure it's just state law. I know there's some statutes on the back of the license that say it, but I think it's if you're 16, it's 11, and if you're 17, it's 12, and there
are
exceptions.
I believe those are driving, because I remember hearing about those when I was younger, and I remember hearing about the exceptions where if you're driving home from work, that they'll cut you a pass on that one.
Well, I wasn't driving, and they just told us, both times they just told us to go home.
Right.
I don't know. I've heard of curfews. I don't think that's an uncommon thing. I think what we're talking about now is that they're just more strictly enforcing it.
Well, they're more strictly enforcing every law out there, and you know, I guess the assumption is that they're gonna solve one of these problems. And I think that's. I don't think they have any other solutions. What else can they do?
Right. That's just it. It's an admission on their part that they can't handle this. Like, there are kids that are causing trouble in the streets in Philly and Chicago, and it's essentially the government saying, well, our current situation is that we just can't, our police can't respond to this. We don't know how to handle it, so we're just going to go ahead and try to tighten down the vice on everybody. Rather than focus on those who are actually causing trouble, we're going to go ahead and focus on anybody that looks under the age of 18 walking around after 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, one person, when we were talking about this last time, came up with the idea of, look, we just need more good people on the streets. And I think that this is really the case, that good people need to be out there. And, you know, just their very presence diminishes anything else that can happen. People are, you know, they're less likely to do something when there's a crowd around.
Now, I have no problem with the police investigating criminals and real crimes where people are getting hurt. And this example of the flash mob in Philly is an example of people getting hurt. People ended up in the hospital. There were people that were being attacked.
Well, people aren't even allowed to defend themselves
in
many of these sort of major old major metros. You know, if you do anything to a criminal, they can sue you. If you have a weapon on you, you could go to jail. I mean, you know, the average person just can't defend themselves.
Right, and when you take away the ability for the average person to defend themselves,
you leave them reliant on the cops.
Right.
The cops are impotent to do anything about it. They're busy running around, you know, doing something else. They don't know where the crime's going to be. How could they?
Right, and even if they did hear about a street mob of people going through and attacking folks, you know, one cruiser's not going to want to show up to that. They're going to need a whole army of police officers.
Well, even if the one cruiser does want to, the brass is going to say, you stay where you are until we get you back up.
Mm-hmm. Right, officer safety and everything.
Right, they don't want to pay the what it costs to, you know.
Well, it'd be psychotic for one cop to go into a group of 60 people and attempt to control that. I mean, that would be nuts.
If those 60 people were hurting people, he might be able to do something about it.
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, I don't know how they're hurting people. Are they smacking them with chains and things like
Good
that?
Question.
I mean, to me, that's a fleeing felon situation. You can start capping people that do that.
1-855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. My biggest concern about the curfew is beyond just the restriction of everyone's freedom under a certain age after a certain time of night. I mean, just opposed to it based on that. But my real big issue with it is it's going to justify more police harassment of teenagers. It's going to get them, even as though they didn't already target teenagers for harassment, now they have an excuse to come up and bug you simply because you're there. simply because you exist outdoors after a certain time of night,
right,
is the cop's reason to come up and shake you down and give you a hard time.
If these flash mobs wore red T-shirts when they did what they did, it makes as much sense outlawing red T-shirts as it does outlawing the time of day that mm-hmm. one can be out. I mean, it really just it totally
Wait a
makes
minute.
No
Haven't
sense.
Haven't they tried that before, like with the Crips and the Bloods, like outlawing bandanas?
I believe they have.
Outlawing the gang colors?
Certainly at schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they would just wear different colors. And they,
right.
So it was baffling to, how do we stop them from wearing red or blue?
You could just make it so they can only wear gray, shades of gray.
Yeah, right. Uniforms.
It would be like Pleasantville. 1-855-450-FREE is the number here. In other news, according to the Rasmussen reports, there's a pretty amazing poll that's been released here. Fewer voters than ever feel the federal government has the consent of the governed. Now, if you actually go through and you look at federal government and state government founding documents, like the Declaration of Independence, for instance, the New Hampshire Constitution, I know for sure in the Bill of Rights, the very first article, says it that very clearly that government of right is founded in the consent of the governed. And so here's some interesting numbers showing you that Rasmussen says a telephone survey has found that only 17%, and this is of likely voters, think that the federal government today has the consent of the governed.
Oh,
17%, less than 1 in 5 people.
You know, I kind of approached this a little bit during my interview that I just had before the show with Angela Keaton when she's from antiwar.com. She's talking about her new peace initiative. But this is, around the globe, there are things happening. You guys talked about the London riots during yesterday's show, but this is amazing stuff that's going on. I mean, the city is a light in the center of
you
the
mean
universe.
Ablaze?
Yes. A blaze in the center of the universe. London, the biggest, city when it comes to banking and finance in the world. And the little guy is, really upset that the big guys have been stuffing their pockets full of cash and haven't been sharing. That's what it seems
well,
to me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen interviews with a variety of protesters.
Some of
I imagine
about
a bunch of people just want to burn some stuff.
That too.
More coming up at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Call a farmer's agent to see how you can save on auto and home insurance. Find your local agent at farmers.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbi, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You're welcome to comment on the situation regarding curfews around the country. Maybe you've got experience with them, and you can tell us about that or bring up whatever it is that you want. We're also sharing with you interesting polling results from Rasmussen, finding that 17% of likely U.S. voters, people more likely to be in agreement with the system because their voters are saying that there's no consent of the governed here, that only that the federal government has a consent. 17% say that the federal government has the consent of the government.
I don't know that I don't know that statement that you've made makes any sense to me. People that would be would agree more with the system because they're voters. Anybody can go vote. I mean, wouldn't one just argue that those that don't vote are just as happy with the system because they're proving that they don't vote?
I suppose you could make that argument.
I mean, there's a slim, tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of people that will claim that they don't vote because it's an immoral activity or it is a pointless or something like that. But I think that
most people that don't vote just don't care.
I would say
they
that
don't
that's
want,
it.
They don't want to pay attention. But that doesn't mean they like
to see the numbers. I would love to see the numbers comparing voters and non-voters with the same question.
That doesn't just because they don't vote doesn't mean that just because they aren't voting doesn't mean that they like paying taxes or that they feel that they've given their consent to the government.
Just because they don't vote doesn't mean anything is all I'm saying.
I mean, every one of those same people has the ability
to go out and vote if they're upset. Yeah. What we're told in this country, not that I believe it, is that voting is what you do if you're upset. So one could make just as an equal argument with when it comes to voters and say that, you know, the voters are more likely to be upset with the government.
We can get back into this, but we're going to get into your calls first. But first,
if you're a cigarette smoker, I was too for many years, you know that crap's going to kill you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month right off the bat switching to e-cigarettes, especially the Vaporsmiths e-cigarette, because it is a superior product than to the vast majority of them out there. You'll have no ashtray mouth, no smell, no secondhand smoke. You can use it anywhere. You don't have to go outside into the cold any longer. They've got free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers. 4D cartomizers is over $60, so you get the free shipping. Use coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
Let's talk to Ray listening in Texas. Ray, you're on Free Talk Live.
Y'all were talking about the whole curfew issue earlier?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was just going to bring up the point that this has always kind of bugged me. I don't understand why there is a set age that the government kind of mandates to call you an adult or whatever. I don't understand why it can't be, you know, younger than that or up to the parent whenever they feel that, or the individual, whenever he feels that he's able to, you know, make those decisions, that he should be considered an adult. And, you know, it just doesn't seem right. That,
I agree with you on that, but the government just loves, but they'd love to push the number back to 20 or 21 or something like that.
I would say that you are not an adult until you can really take care of yourself.
Yeah,
that is the definition of an adult.
Right, until you're ready to step out on your own and handle your own life and your own affairs. And
your own financial situation.
Yeah.
So in that definition, I know many, many 25-year-olds who are not yet adults.
Absolutely, but there's a lot of 14-year-olds that would be considered, you know, able to do that.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Julia, you were just telling us during one of the breaks you were at work at age 14, whereas a lot of kids that are 14, they find it hard to get a job because they, you know, the federal government restricts people from being able to work at those ages, which means that they're more likely to go out and cause trouble.
But I don't think that the government has anything to do with telling people how they raise their kids, whether their kids are 16 or whether their kids are 24. You know, so I think that, you know, this really is a parental issue.
Yeah, I agree.
Good suggestion, Ray. Anything else you want to share?
No, that was about it.
Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight at 1-855-450-FREE. Let's continue with Daryl, listening in Texas. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, wanted to talk about the curfews.
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure how the Philly curfew is written, but I know where I'm from in Alabama. When I was in high school, I think I was either a junior or senior when they actually passed the curfew. And they made it 10 o'clock, but if you were out with your parent, it was okay.
I see.
So, you know, the situation that Julia was talking about the family get-together somewhere, that's okay because they're with family.
They get a pass.
They get a pass.
Got
it. But if you get off work at 10 o'clock... you're in danger on your way driving home.
So they wouldn't give you an excuse for that
They had no waiver if you were getting off work. It was a hard 10 o'clock.
And where was this, Alabama?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, okay.
And what was odd, I worked in a different city that did not have a curfew. And I went to school in this other city, but I actually lived in Birmingham. But because I went to a county school instead of Birmingham City School, the boss wouldn't let me leave early, so pretty much every night I was technically practicing civil disobedience. By being out.
Well, I don't know if it's civil disobedience.
You're just breaking the law, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You were at risk. Did they ever pop you for it? Did they ever get you?
I never got popped.
Okay.
None of the coworkers ever got popped tonight.
You're usually all right. If you are alone as a teenager at night driving, you're usually okay. The cops are usually going to charge, you know, they're going to go after the car loads of kids. If you've got three kids in the back, one up front, you get a car full of kids, that's far more likely to get a pullover than just, you know, the young teenage male or female driving somewhere all by themselves, in my opinion.
True. And something else that I remember happened several years ago, the cruising legislation became a big thing. The people that were actually getting punished were pizza delivery guys.
What?
Because they were the ones that the cops saw going up and down certain streets.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's
like
funny.
The first five guys that I ever heard about getting busted on the anti-cruising laws were all pizza delivery guys.
Incredible.
Because what the cops were doing, they were noticing cars that pass by, and if the same car passed by, say, three or four times, they're cruising the area. So let's go pull them
up. And so even after discovering that they're a pizza delivery person, they still went ahead and went through with ticketing the guy.
I believe they did, yes.
I got hot pies in the car. What do you want to do with me here? Yeah. You know?
It's all about the revenue. Hey, thanks for the call, Daryl. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. So back to these statistics from Rasmussen here. 17% of likely voters saying that the government today does... That they have the consent of the government. So 17% agree that the government has the consent of the government. 69% believe the government does not have that consent. And 14% are undecided.
Duh.
The number of voters who feel the government has the consent of the governed, a foundational principle contained in the Declaration of Independence, is down from 23% in early May of this year and has fallen to its lowest level measured thus far.
Repeat that one for me again.
So early May they did the same study, and it was it's now down from 23% to 17%.
People are really upset with the government during this debt crisis thing. I mean, you know, I'm upset, and I know that I'm cynical about what they're doing already. You know, they argue back and forth for months and months about whether or not they're going to raise the debt ceiling and create a big hullabaloo. Finally, they punt at the end of it all, and then they get the punishment that they said they were trying to avoid. I mean, it's enraging.
As far as I'm concerned, this is great news for those of us in the Liberty Movement. It shows that people are upset with the government. They have been, of course, for a long time. They just don't know what to do. People don't. They can see that there's a problem. You'd have to be blind not to notice that there are problems. And they know what the problem is. It's government. They know that the government is awful. They say, I don't consent to this. This is not something I would go along with. I'm only going along with it because I'm forced to. Right? That's why all these people have said
pretty close, yeah.
You've got 69% of voters, likely voters, saying that they don't have consent. You don't have my consent, and I don't think you have the consent of people I know. You've got 69% of people saying that, but you don't have 69% of the population withdrawing their consent by stopping obeying the government.
Well, the first thing they have to do is withdraw their consent, and then they can withdraw their money. I mean, that's
all part and parcel, in my opinion. You withdraw your consent, and then you prove that you've withdrawn your consent by no longer consenting.
Agreed, but it's an order of operations. You wouldn't withdraw your money before you withdraw your consent. You would have to withdraw your consent first. Everybody's going to go down that path at a different rate, and
I hope so.
It'll happen more as more people withdraw their consent.
I know people are scared. That's the reason why they don't go all the way. I was talking with a local business owner recently who said that, you know, that owner told me that that a person was too afraid to do something like not pay property taxes or withdraw from paying income tax. They're just afraid. So you've got massive non-consent, but not mass non-compliance. And if you had non-compliance as much as you had non-consent, you'd have a big change coming. More coming up. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE. You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.